regular listeners to this program know that there is no greater booster of the performing arts in the city of Davis than your host, Dr. Andy. So when the Spokes volunteered, after my repeated request, to come on the radio show, I said, sure, let's talk about Helicopella, whatever that is, and share a song or two. Well, the Spokes said yes, and I've got about 15 of them down here in the studio. More people in the studio since that Linux Fest that Evan and I organized a few months ago. But now it's Spokes. UC Davis is all-female a cappella team, and we're going to find out what's up with them. Welcome, Spokes, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hi.
So someone come forward to the microphone and get ready to answer some questions. I'm glad that you all didn't plan this ahead of time. All right, here we are. So tell us more about the Spokes. You all are Spokes, but there were Spokes that spoke before you all came to campus, right?
Yes, that is true.
How old are the Spokes?
How old is Spokes?
9 years.
We're about
10 years.
9 years.
Next year's 10.
Well, I think someone else answered the question, but we are 9 years old, so we were established 9 years ago, and our motto since then has been, like a bicycle cannot turn without all of its spokes. We work together as a team to create beautiful harmonies and bring, you know, the city of Davis and the greater Sacramento area our beautiful music.
That's great. Now, there must be a tryout to be a part of the spoke, or... can anyone who wants to sing with you all and who's female step forward and say, pick me, pick me? How does that work?
We do have an audition process. Mm-hmm. We hold auditions in the fall quarter, and every once in a while we also hold auditions during the spring. So if anyone's out there listening and they're interested, they can always go to our website, thedavisspokes.com, and or check us out on our Facebook, and we'll always be updating, you know, when those auditions are going to be held.
Excellent. And I heard somewhere that you all sometimes sing on campus, on the quad as well?
We do. So every week we get out there on the quad, the MU quad, 11:55 to, you know, around 12:05, 12:10, just to kind of sing a little bit and, yeah, just have a good time on Tuesdays. Yes.
On Tuesdays. And that time was chosen because... all of you are not in class at that time. Some of you maybe just before or just after, but you can rush together, harmonize, and then disperse quickly.
Right. The operative word there is rush.
Yeah.
So, you know, we try our best to, you know, stay and work together as a team. It can get kind of hectic, but we, you know, we just get out there and try and have a good time with it. So 11:55-ish to 12:05-ish.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. And the sort of songs that you... share, are they mostly modern? Are there any standards? What goes into that process? And do you all have subcommittees that determine songs, or do you just say, hey, I sang this in high school, let's try this? How does that work?
Well, actually, we're really lucky. We got into the habit really early on as a group of creating our own arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
So all the different songs that we perform, we arrange ourselves. In choosing those songs, we usually have a meeting, kind of go through the different genres, figure out what our repertoire is missing. We have some jazz standards. We have a lot of top 40 funk oldies, you know, and we try to keep it really diverse. So every time we add a new song in, that discussion is had so that we can just keep building and keep growing to be better.
That sounds great. Speaking of funk, that's my chosen genre of music. Are you all available for, like, events, birthday parties, weddings, whatever the case may be? Can the Spokes be hired?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Right.
We welcome it.
Excellent. Good. Well, let's keep that in mind. And what's the website again?
TheDavisSpokes.com.
You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. The Spokes are here, and because there might be some parents of or friends of individual Spokes listening, I thought I'd give them each a chance to tell us their names and then say anything else that they would like to. And these women are highly coordinated in terms of the ways that they pay attention to timing and harmonizing, so I'm sure I don't need to give them any more prompt than that. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the individual Spokes introducing themselves.
Hello, I'm Riley.
I'm Kirsten.
I'm Camille.
I'm Kayla.
I'm Megan.
Miranda.
Sarah.
Lindsay.
Alex.
And Rachel.
All right. Welcome to all of you. And what is the first song that you're going to perform?
So the first song we're going to sing is called Us Against the World by a girl power group called Play. And we're going to be singing this song at Helicopella as well. So you get a little sneak preview now, and then you get to come see it live with choreography and everything on Friday.
That's great. And before we hear this song, Helicopella this Friday, when and where, and how do people get tickets? We can't mention ticket prices, but we can mention that they're available.
So the show is at 7:30. It's in the Mondavi Center, so get there early so you can get a great seat in that fabulous venue. Doors open at 6:30. You can get tickets online, the Mondavi Center website. You can get them from one of us on the quad every day this week except for Friday. You can also get them at the Mondavi box office or by calling the box office.
Excellent. And great. Well, let's hear the song that you've chosen. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are, The Spokes.
There is no one else that I can say this to, and there is nothing better than to talk to you. If you have a problem, I'll be here for you. And girl, you always know that it's us against the world.
Terrific. You've been listening to The Spokes. They'll be performing this coming Friday at Helicopella with a bunch of other bands who try to match somehow their mastery of the form. Don't you all have a CD out?
We
or more?
CD out.
We actually just released a CD called Kaleidoscope. Came out this past winter. And we are, you know, we have it on the quad when we are singing. We sell them. So I don't know if I can mention prices. And we will be selling them at Hella Capella. So if you come to our big show, we will sell one to you. Thanks.
Excellent. All right, great. Well, people want to hear another song, I'm sure. So what is this next tune that you'll be sharing with us?
So the next song that we're going to sing is a fusion of More by Usher mixed with Gimme More by Britney Spears. And it's kind of a funky, kind of rockish but chill, awesome version. We'll also be singing this at Hella Capella with Choreo. So enjoy.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, here they are again, the Spokes. Spokes, ladies and gentlemen. That was great. Thank you so much. I'm just amazed with what you all do. I mean, I don't even have the musical vocabulary to describe how great that is. I'm sure some of you do at home. We've been hearing from the Spokes, and they are putting on Hella Capella this coming Friday. It takes place at the Mondavi Center in the big auditorium, right there in Jackson Hall. Did you all do it in the same place last year? And so what are the additional challenges of Jackson Hole versus where Hella Capella took place last year?
Actually less challenging.
Yeah?
It's actually less challenging. They're so professional there, and they are so well organized that it's going to be, I hope, smooth sailing for us. It's going to be really easy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And what's the dream size for the crowd you all are hoping for?
We're hoping to sell out. There are 1,800 seats, and we had over 2,000 people show up to the Arc Pavilion last year when we hosted it there. So we're thinking hopefully we're going to sell out.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, the Mondavi Center doesn't sell out every time they have an event, I've heard.
So it would be fantastic.
Hella Capella's going to sell them out, though.
Yeah!
Only if you all can get tickets. And so I invite you to head over to the UC Davis Quad for the next few days, but not Friday. And that's it. At lunchtime, you all will be tabling out there?
Yeah, from probably 11 to 2.
And also check out their website, which is thedavisspokes.com. Thanks for coming on the radio show, Spokes. It was a highlight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll see you all Friday.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.